I love you.
I'm not embarrassed.
Love you.
I love you. It's like, why don't we say that every day? Why can't we say it more often?
I just love you. I just want to go to the rooftops and scream, I love my best friend ever.
We should go up online.
For sure.
I guess morning, and welcome to Entry Level Hipster Garbage on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. I hope you all had a fantastic Valentine's Day. And sticking with the theme, we have some love and love-based songs for today's show.
Even in honor, it's not Valentine's Day anymore, technically, but we're still feeling the love here in Studio A.
Yeah, you gotta take advantage of the national holidays.
Mm-hmm.
How was your Valentine's Day, Zane?
You know, it was really pretty average.
I'd say it was about on par with, like, every other day that I've had.
Yeah, I mean,
most of my days just sort of blend together.
What was better, your Valentine's Day or your Ash Wednesday?
More like Cash Wednesday.
Let's get this money.
So anyways, to start you off this midnight, we had Modern Baseball with their song Senior Year. If you've ever heard of that one, congratulations, you're probably a huge Modern Baseball fan.
Only love related, because it has the super bad sample where Jonah Hill was like, you know what,
I love you
man. And was like, let's shout it from the rooftop.
I just want to say that, like, all the time. And then after that was Pity Party Girls Club, or Pity Party,
I don't know, Girls Club.
Yeah, I don't know. With I Hope You're Doing Okay.
And then underneath here, we've got Culture Abuse with their song Heavy Love.
There you go. All over the place.
So we hope everyone's feeling some heavy love tonight. And by that, I don't mean you're hooking up with a fat person.
Nice. So anyways, thank you all for tuning in. This is 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. It is 12:05, and it is February 15th. So, yeah, we're going to keep the tunes going. I'll play one if you don't mind.
Sure.
And, all right, thanks for tuning in.
Just hope she don't wanna leave me. I feel this way, I don't know, maybe I think of her so much it drives me crazy. I just don't want her to leave me. Don't you give me up, please. Don't give up on me. I belong with you, only
your man, where I start around crashing through your time. That you don't need me and alone, you're just fine. 'Cause the summer's so long and you'll probably be gone. You think you knew me, but you've got it all wrong.
Thank you.
welcome back to Entry Level Hipster Garbage on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Just to catch you guys up, after those first couple songs, you heard Bahamas with Your Sweet Touch, then Steve Lacy with Dark Red, Sarcastic Sounds with I Don't Sleep, then it was No Vacation with, how do you pronounce that?
Dream Girl.
This is Dream Girl, but the A and the E are...
Dream Girl? Big Baby Dram Girl?
Then it was Mom Jeans with Burks in Stock. Burks in Stock. Then the Black Keys with Your Touch. And then Touche Amour with... You just heard Touche Amour with
Touche Amore.
Touche Amore. Touche Amore.
Amore, if you want
to... I don't speak French.
I don't take naps.
Newcomer to the program.
What was it we were talking... Oh, yeah, we were talking about Bahamas as a band name, and Owen was against it because you can't Google it. Like, if you Google Bahamas, probably not the first thing that comes up. I don't know. Is that a strategy worth considering when you Google a band name? But it could just be... You could have a unique band name that's like multiple words and it still just screws up.
I also think 99% of bands have really stupid band names, so maybe I'm not the right person to talk to about this.
What do you consider a good band name? Like, I
oh,
think...
Oh, man, that's a good question.
I think Mom Jeans with the period at the end is a great band name.
I think...
You think it's stupid?
I don't think that's a very good band name. I don't know. I like,
Panucci's Pizza.
God, I'm looking at all the ones that I have like in my music, and I think they're all really, 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 really dumb.
For those of you who don't know, Panucci's Pizza is the pizza place that Fry works at in Futurama before he goes to the future. Year 1999. And when he goes, his dog Seymour waits outside of the pizza parlor for him for like 10 years and then dies. And it's like the saddest scene in all of Futurama. So I think Panucci's Pizza, great band name.
Brockhampton, I guess that's kind of a cool band name.
What does that mean?
I have absolutely
exactly.
No idea.
That sucks. That's a terrible band name. Unless it actually means something cool, you don't know that that's a good band.
No, Rainbow Kitten Surprise.
I just hate that name.
I don't know. I actually should think about that, of what my favorite band name of all time is.
I mean, it doesn't have to be a favorite, but like there are plenty of good ones out there. Like
Defiance Ohio is a good one.
Defiance Ohio is a good band name. Pigeon Pit. I love that
Pigeon
band name.
Pigeon Pit's funny.
album names matter almost more.
Drake.
Get that out of your library. What's the matter
you? You're telling me you don't have God's Plan saved in your Spotify library.
You'd be lying if you looked me in the eye and told me that. I think there are so many great band names out there.
Are we getting a phone call?
The World is a Beautiful Place and I'm No Longer Afraid to Die is a great band name.
I think we were just getting a phone call.
Whoever's calling in, I'm sorry. It's not the usual suspect, from what I understand.
All right, well, 855-915-WMFO is the number to call if you're interested in talking, and hopefully next time I'll pick up the phone. I swear I'm a professional, guys. Here's a... Do a quick Seeing Green for 30 seconds. Celtics, they're dead. Really? And nothing's gonna save them. So that was Seeing Green.
Soft save on the airwaves tonight, folks.
That was my knee-jerk hour after the game ends reaction.
Oh yeah. Oh, and the Lakers look good, right? Aren't the Lakers like kind of fresh?
They're not gonna. The pick's not gonna convey, probably, in all likelihood. Which, apparently the front office was kind of expecting that to happen. But whatever, it's still kind of a bummer. Mm-hmm. Also, IT got ejected tonight, which is funny.
Oh, yeah.
IT and Rondo got ejected tonight.
Rondo got ejected?
And they played each other, and they hate each other, so they got ejected. Rondo and IT have beef.
That's hilarious.
Rondo actually, Rondo was asked about that whole jersey retirement tribute video debacle. Yeah. And he was like, I thought we only did tribute videos in Boston for like people who like won a banner, like brought a banner to the city. And then they were like, well, he brought us to the Eastern Conference Finals. And he's like, oh, that's what y'all celebrate now.
I know it's you like, side with
Rondo,
IT. I
Rondo stays throwing shit. Nah, it kind of sucks.
I thought you hate Rondo.
I don't hate Rondo. I just... When I was a kid watching the Celtics, he was a very frustrating... If David Korzenowski is listening, he's going to have a temper tantrum. But when I was a kid watching the Celtics, I did not like Rajon Rondo very much. Because I was like... I used to sit with my dad in my driveway and like hit free throws. And I was like, I can hit a free throw. Like, why can't an NBA player hit a free throw? And he was terrible at
free throws. But you're not going to defend him on saying... Like, oh, y'all sell, like, that's what y'all sell right now in the Eastern Conference Championship.
Yeah, no, I won't throw it. I feel like it just goes further than that. Like, I don't know.
But you like IT, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I do. I do like IT.
Oh, come on, you worshipped IT for like 2 You can't, like, IT who after he's gone.
I was in, I feel like, what I feel is the minority of fans that was pretty excited about that trade when it went down.
Meaning getting Kyrie?
Yeah.
Everyone said that was a good trade.
There were some people who were like...
Kyrie plays defense.
There were some people who were like comparing IT and Kyrie, and I was like, you guys really got to stop.
IT does not play defense.
And those are the people who you can tell know nothing about NBA contracts and like how that has a huge role. Yeah. And it's like, yeah, we're not going to pay... we're not going to pay anything for a 32-year-old guard with hip problems who doesn't play any defense and relies on speed and is getting older.
Look at how much he's played since the trade.
Yeah, exactly. There were people out there. There were people on this Tufts campus. There were some people I'm very close to on this Tufts campus.
I won't say any names.
You know who you are. Man, seeing Green went for a lot longer than I was anticipating tonight. So anyways... 855-915-WMFO. The number stays the same. The time slot changes. It is 12:34 and February 15th. So give us a call if you want to talk. And we're going to get back to the music. Thanks for listening, guys.
everything is doomed, and nothing will be spared. But I love you, honey
Justin, I was playing that video game Force Brigade, and it was pretty cool. I was running down this, like, digital path, and I met this digital frog, and he was all like... Then I went playing in this virtual stream where this water, it looked almost real. It was this whole electronic forest world. So what did you do?
Well, my parents took me to the forest, the real forest, where I was running down this, well, it was an actual path. Then I saw this real-life frog. It was all like, ribbit, and I saw an owl too. Then I played in this amazing stream with water around my ankles, like wet water. Then me and my sister and my parents sat around a campfire and told cool stories all night long.
Oh, that's pretty cool, too.
This weekend, unplug. Getting closer to nature can get you closer to your family. To find the forest nearest you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
I love her and cigarettes so much. cigarettes and such. Well, I love her and cigarettes so much. I love her and cigarettes so much.
Used to hate the sand, now all I want is to be buried in it. Used to hate holding your hand, but I took my skin for granted. I love the ocean only 'cause you were there. And when you'd heard of the news, you weren't even scared. Scoop out my cheeks so you can't pinch them anymore. I wanna add to my legs, be as tall as the morgue. I want the fat in my arms to melt off my bones, and my stomach to fall out right onto the floor. Legs, gut, face, all of the things you love, but I hate arms, legs, gut, face, all of the things you'll never see again. Arms, legs, gut, face, all of the things you love, but I hate arms, legs, gut, everything you will never see again. Arms, legs, giant face, all the things you love but I hate. Arms, legs, giant face, all the things you will never see again. Arms, legs, giant face, all of the things you love but I hate. Arms, legs.
Simple as my tomato garden, and frankly it's prepared to go out of my door and be just like I did before. I know I said that I was strong, a rich man can't imagine more. One day, baby, we'll be old. Baby, we'll be old and think of all the stories that we could have told. Said one day, baby, we'll be old. Baby, we'll be old and think of all the stories that we could have told.
I'm not afraid to
right, we are just winding down here on Entry Level Hipster Garbage on 91.5 WMFO in Medford. We closed out with, what was the last thing we talked after? Was Miniature Tigers?
Yes.
So, yeah, Miniature Tigers with Like or Like, followed by Follow John Misty with I Love You, Honey Bear. Sticking with our Valentine's Day theme, even though it's no longer Valentine's Day. After that was Cheap Girls with Her and Sigs. Classic. Often played on the show. Panucci's Pizza with Aesthetic. Walter Etc. with... What does that even say? Stumptown Summer Head, Heartthrob. Yeah. I knew that song.
Heartthrob. That's the Valentine's.
Yeah, Jesse Stewart with Reckoning Song. His cover, which, if you listened, was lovelike. And then Tiny Moving Parts with Minnesota, which we had to squeeze in just because we saw them last week. And Owen came into it not having listened to my Tiny Moving Parts. I had listened a little more, and I honestly didn't think you were going to like it that much.
I don't think either of us are really Tiny Moving Parts fans by any
stretch. Yeah, I listened to a lot more in high school, just off that one album that I really liked, This Couch Is Lying Full of Friendship. But then they just absolutely shredded on stage.
Yeah, one of the best concerts I've ever been to, like, for sure.
And like, we saw Mom Jeans first, who we were both more hyped to see. And it was great. Like, I'm always down to see Mom Jeans. But we just realized, like, one, they're not that great at performing. And Tiny Moving Parts just absolutely dominated the stage.
They did. And so we are winding down here, guys. So right now you're listening to Beck with Deborah. That's going to play you guys out. So thanks for tuning in. As always, same time, same place next week. And yeah, love you guys.
Got something that I just got to get away. I'll pick you up late at night after work. I said, lady, step inside my Hyundai.